This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. The silence period for the Legislative Assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry came into effect from 5 p.m. today, marking the end of campaigning across these states and union territory. During the 48-hour restriction period, prior to close of the polling to be held on Thursday, all forms of electioneering, including public meetings, rallies, processions and canvassing through electronic and social media, are strictly prohibited. The Election Commission of India has also restricted the telecast or broadcast of any opinion polls, exit polls or similar survey results during the notified period. Polling for all 126 assembly constituencies of Assam, 140 in Keralam and 30 seats in Puducherry will be held in a single phase on 9th of April. Authorities have tightened security and administrative measures to ensure free, fair and peaceful polling. In the final hours today, top leaders from various political parties made concerted efforts to connect with voters and strengthen their support base across these regions. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah addressed an election rally in Assam's Pattharkhandi, while Congress President Mallikarjun Kharge addressed a press conference in Guwahati. Puducherry and Keralam also witnessed a flurry of political activity. Leaders of various parties crisscrossed the constituencies to woo the voters. In West Bengal, over 32 lakh voters have been confirmed as eligible, while nearly 27 lakh have been marked ineligible as the Election Commission released the full list of voters under judicial review under the Special Intensive Revision of the Electoral Roll. For the first time, district-wise details have been made public, with voters clearly classified as eligible or ineligible. According to the report, more than 60 lakh names were under scrutiny. The government has said that the supply of petrol, diesel, LPG and PNG remains normal across the country. Addressing the inter-ministerial briefing on recent developments in West Asia in New Delhi today, Joint Secretary for the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas, Sujata Sharma, said that no dry outs have been reported at any LPG distributorship.
The average daily sale of 5 kg cylinders in the month of February was around 77,000. Yesterday, the Government of India issued a new order under which the sale of 5 kg cylinders is expected to double. Yesterday alone, 1 lakh 5 kg cylinders were sold. Since 23rd March, the sale of more than 7.8 lakh 5 kg cylinders has been recorded.
5 kilo ke cylinders ki sale ho chuki hai.
Additional Secretary, Ministry of Ports, Shipping and Waterways, Mukesh Mangal, said that all Indian seafarers in the West Asia region are safe and no incident involving Indian-flagged vessels has been reported in the past 24 hours.
All the Indian seafarers in the region are safe and no incident involving Indian-flagged vessel has been reported in the past 24 hours. As of now, 16 Indian-flagged vessels with 433 seafarers remains in the Western Persian Gulf region. Directorate General of Shipping is in coordination with shipowners, RPSL agencies and Indian missions is actively monitoring the situation.
In Manipur, widespread protest erupted in five valley districts after two miners were killed when suspected militants from the hill areas launched a bomb attack on a house in Thronglaobi village in the Bishnupur district. The incident took place last night when the bomb struck a residential house in Thronglaobi village. Manipur Chief Minister Yumam Khemchand condemned the cowardly attack in the strongest term. During a press conference held this afternoon at Imphal, the Chief Minister assured that the government will hunt down the perpetrators involved in the crime. He also informed that the incident will be handed over to NIA for thorough investigation. A 9-judge constitution bench of the Supreme Court today commenced hearing petitions concerning alleged discrimination against women at religious places, including the Sabarimala temple, and the scope of religious freedom across faiths. Ahead of the hearing, the centre submitted written arguments urging the apex court to uphold restrictions on the entry of women of menstruating age into the Sabarimala temple. In IPL cricket, Rajasthan Royals will take on Mumbai Indians in Guwahati this evening. Rajasthan Royals are currently placed third on the points table, while Mumbai Indians are in the sixth position. Royal Challengers Bengaluru occupy the second spot. And that is the end of this news bulletin.